passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Within the modern world, we're missing two key elements. That's according to Dr. Jude Currivan, co-author of Cosmos.
One is peace. Wherever there is conflict, there is fear. Wherever there's fear, it's very difficult in the midst of that to find an opportunity to come together. And I think part of this is that if we look at who starts wars, it's not women. I think we have to, you know, own this, that it's the masculine essence and the masculine essence within all of us that actually seeds the conflict. And I think the other thing that we need on a collective basis is the return of the divine feminine. We're all masculine and feminine within us, but the feminine has been denigrated and marginalised. We've moved into the head. We've moved into that rational headspace, and I think it's time to reintegrate heart and head, heart and mind, because I think if we don't do that, if we don't bring the feminine into partnership with the masculine on a personal and on a collective level, then ultimately peace cannot come.
And how do you bring that masculine and feminine together then, on a practical side?
On a practical side, I think first of all, acknowledging it. I think it is waking up. I think the divine feminine is coming back. But again, we've got to value compassion. We've got to value justice and cooperation rather than competition. You know, we look at the economic situation. The economic situation happened because of testosterone, essentially, fear and greed. And if you look at the city, if you look at Wall Street, if you look at the financial organizations, institutions around the world, they are overwhelmingly male-oriented. It's interesting that in Iceland, which was one of the first financial systems to fail, the only company in Iceland that didn't fail was one run by women. And that business now is actually leading the way to a more sustainable way of organising finances. So I think that there are moves afoot. I think Obama, for example, okay, he's gendered as a man, but I think he has a very good balance of masculine and feminine within him. In Japan, after 50 years, the new leader of Japan, when asked what his one word that would describe his political strategy, said love. Now, I think things are moving because I think things are moving on a bigger picture level. But the more that we can do, each and every one of us, and every one of us can do something to help bring peace within our own lives, within our communities, however we can come together to co-create, to cooperate on that heart-based way, every step is an important step to a collective breakthrough.
Obviously, I know that you have said that it doesn't really matter about gender, it's more about your energy. But on the other hand, I can see how that for men, I mean, I wouldn't like that if I was a bloke. I wouldn't want to hear what you've just said. So what am I supposed to do?
I think women have to stand up and be counted. I think for a long time, we've gone along with this imbalance within society. And, you know, we've tried through the feminist movement to have our voices heard. But I think one of the things that's happened, and I'm not putting any judgment on it, but I think one of the things that has happened is that many of the women who fought for women's rights have almost taken on a male surrogacy to do that. I think we have to honour the feminine within us as women. And I think we have to stand up and be counted. I mean, if you go back to, for example, Gandhi, I know Gandhi was a man, but what Gandhi did and Martin Luther King did, they created revolutionary movements from feminine principles. I think it's time that we as women stand up for those feminine principles. And instead of trying to carry out surrogate masculinity, we actually honour our femininity and really welcome the divine feminine back into her empowerment within all of us.
That's Dr. Jude Currivan, co-author of Cosmos. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.